Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, I'm joined by Coyote Amrich, the Surgeon General of Sex Toys. That's not her real title, but it's what I like to call her. She works for Good Vibrations, and we're talking all about how to find the right pleasure products for the best bedroom experiences. And believe me, she knows. I'm also answering your emails. Topics include how to know what sex toys to buy and which ones to bypass, what goes into creating a quality sex toy and why it can make a huge difference in your sex life. So what's the deal with condom usage these days, and what to do when you come clean about cheating, but now you can't orgasm? All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, check out sexwithemily.com. All the awesome posts we have there to help you have better sex. Catch me Monday through Friday on SiriusXM Stars, Channel 109, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific, for more sex talk. You can call into the show, too. It's cool. You can also get a free trial at sexwithemily.com/SXM. As always, find us on all social media at Sex with Emily across the board. Hope you enjoy this interview as much as I did. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I am pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. I am so excited to welcome my guest and dear friend, Coyote Amrich. She's the Director of Purchasing and Product Development for Good Vibrations. Hi, Coyote.
Hi, Emily. How are you?
Good. How are you? Good to talk to you. I'm so glad you're calling in. Because I need to set the stage here, you guys. I mean, I don't know how else other to explain Coyote than she's kind of like the Surgeon General of sex toys. Like, anybody who's ever made a toy on the planet is like, well, Coyote like it? Like, did Coyote make a Coyote? Can you do Coyote? I don't know. What do you think? Oh, Coyote liked it. Like, I don't know how this happened, Coyote, but it's true. You know it all, and you're calling. I love that.
I don't know how it happened either.
I'd like to know. And I have to say that Coyote works for Good Vibrations, which I hold very near and dear to my heart. And I have to tell you, Coyote, that you indirectly gave me my very first orgasm. I didn't know you at the time. But Good Vibrations. I don't think, you know, they're an amazing store. It started in San Francisco, and Coyote has worked for them, purchasing, seeing all the toys. How did you get into this line of work, Coyote? I don't even know.
I know. Well, it's a super strange happening, and it really just happened. I was moving to the Bay Area from Oregon, and I, of course, thought I knew what I was going to do, and a friend of mine was working at Good Vibrations, and I had not gotten myself a job, and I was headed down to the Bay, and they were like, you really need a job before you move here. And so I took a temp job that I thought would just be for a couple months while I got myself settled into my career at the time. And that temp job, I never left. I fell in love. I worked as a temp in the customer service center in all of our retail stores. Wow. And interacting with the customers, hearing their stories, hearing how they trusted us on the phones and in person with some really intimate details of their life, and they were coming to us really exposed. It was beautiful, and I loved it. And I worked my way up, really. I mean, it was a quick ascension, but right. I worked in sales for 2 years, and I talked to customers from all over the world. And when the buyer before me left, I was like, oh, no, you're leaving. And she's like, why? Don't you want my job? And I was like, oh, my gosh, you know?
Wow.
You know that moment when people see something in you that you don't see in yourself? That was her.
Yes, yeah. I do know that. And we were talking about that on Women's Day, International Women's Day. We're talking about all the women who have seen us and helped us rise. Yeah. So that's what I wanted to say about Good Vibrations. I skipped over the part about you gave my first orgasm, is that Good Vibrations is this really unique. Like, I was fresh off the bus from Michigan, had never had an orgasm, and people kept saying, have you been to Good Vibrations? So have you been? And I walked into one on Polk Street, which might have been the only one then.
Aww.
This is like 92?
No, Polk was our third street.
Was it third street? Okay. Third street. Okay. Mm-hmm. But that was the first one I went to, and it was like, and this is still how it is, but even, you know, more so. Like, hi. I'm like, hi. Like, you know, at first you think sex toy stores are going to be this weird, like, you know, back of a room with some weird lights and beads and old men. And no, they were like, hi. I'm like, what do you want? I'm like, I don't know. Like, well, have you had an orgasm? I'm like, I haven't. And it was like the most comfortable, relaxed, well, let's go over here. And that's kind of how the ethos of the whole brand of Good Vibrations, and that's how you are, and that's what spoke to you. So that's the Good Vibrations experience that you still carry on through everything that you do. Because I always say the reason why I call you the Surgeon General is because I actually look at things, because, you know, we get sent a lot of toys here too. And I'm like, well, does Coyote, like, what does Good Vibrations think? What does Coyote think? Because you have very high standards. There's a lot of people making toys now. And how do you go about deciding, like, what makes a good quality toy?
Well, I mean, there's some really basic elements of what we look at. And we look at the quality of the product. We look at safety and making sure that it, you know, doesn't have rust seams or exposed wires or things like that, because it does happen. And then we look at functionality, because, you know, a good toy can mean something so different to two different people. And I try to look for and work with the staff, you know, in the stores to look for items that really fill in gaps in our inventory and meet the needs of our customers. And that is a moving target, and it has been since we opened our doors in 1977. So it's changed so much over the years. Our customers coming in now have a different level of experience than they did when we first started, and people are doing their own research, you know, et cetera. But But we really want to make sure that, you know, the product is functional, that it's going to work as it says it does, and that it's going to hit the spots that it's supposed to hit, and that it's a safe product to use, and it's the best quality for that price point.
Right. Okay. So what makes a bad sex toy?
Honestly, you know, to me, aside from like something that actually hurts, you know, that has rough seams on it, or, you know, there's products out there that are made to look like other products, but they just aren't. And, you know, we've seen metal toys that have kind of a roughness to them, and that's really dangerous, honestly.
Yeah.
And so, you know, rough seams, roughness to them, if they break really easy, if something's, you know, that's a bad toy.
Yeah, and bad toy. They leave half of it in your vagina when you're done.
Exactly.
You're like, oh, wait, where'd the lid go? It's in my vagina.
Yeah.
But okay,
I don't like that.
No, that's a good way. Yeah, I get that. So what if someone has never bought a toy? Like, what are the questions? Let's say they go into a store, they go to our site, which is Powered by Good Vibrations. What, you know, like, where do they go? People often ask me that, but I'm like, let's just talk to Coyote about it. Like, what do you say? Because you must be that person at a party that everyone's like, oh.
Yeah. Yes.
Tell me more.
I am that person at a party. So I really feel like intuition is a really powerful thing in ourselves. And so I tell people all the time, I'm like, go into the store, go onto the website, be patient with yourself, look around, and pay attention to what catches your eye. So like if you're going to look for a vibrator, scroll through the vibrators for a second and what catches your eye, because there is a lot on the market. Mm. In the stores, we can pull you aside. We can talk with you. You can ask us questions and we can listen to what you say and then guide you based on that. On the internet, it's a little bit different. You may be going to look at different reviews or different blogs, but those people are writing for their experience, and we want you to feel pleasure, so we want to know your experience. And so we give information on the website that's just going to give you, you know, an understanding of how this product is going to work for you, where it's going to touch the body, what the purpose of the product is, and what I tell people is what is attractive. You don't want to wear a pair of pants that isn't attracted to you just because it covers your legs and butt.
Okay.
You want to, you know, wear a pair of pants that looks really good, and you find that when you go to the rack and you look at it. And it's the same thing when someone's standing in front of the vibrator wall. I'm like, well, what caught your eye? And
that's
then
so good,
nine
Coyote.
Times out of ten, they end up with that product because this is going to bring you pleasure. This is something that you're going to be intimate with. You don't want to hate it.
Right, exactly.
You don't want to think it's not attractive. You want to think that, like, oh, this is going to bring me pleasure. This is my new best friend. And so there is an element to it that it's like, what are you attracted to?
Yeah, no, that is
like
such
in real
good,
life.
Yeah, exactly. Just like in real life. I never thought about it that way. Like, so really, the design of toys have changed so much. A lot of them are beautiful, but you're right. They look good in different colors. But yeah, go to the site and check it out and read about them. Do research. So, Coyote, like, what about couples toys? Can we just talk about that for a minute? Like, we were talking about that here. We had a woman calling the other day and it was great. Mm-hmm. We were talking about toys and she's been listening to the show for a while. She's like, well, I got the Wish, you know, the WeVibe Wish. And she's like, I use that with my partner. She was lying on top of him and they just use it in the middle and it's like squishy and didn't move around. She's like, and that was amazing. And I didn't even tell her to do that, right? So what do you think about that? We were like, where should we start? You know, because I know my answer, but I'm just curious what you say to this, because you're the Surgeon General.
Well, I feel like...
I don't know.
I feel like...
I can't stop saying it. Yeah.
I know. I love it. It's hilarious. There are so many products that are designed for two bodies to interact together. And those products are fantastic because they're going to work exactly, you know, not exactly because it's not an exact size, but they are going to go into the body or be positioned on the body and they're going to stimulate two people at the same time. But everyone's really different. And the pleasure and sensation that people like is really different. It varies so much. And so what we say is, you know, sure, if you're like, I'm looking for a ring that is going to go on my partner's penis and I'm going to be able to feel the sensation as well, we're going to show you that. But a couple's toy can be everything because it's a toy, maybe it vibrates, therefore it's going to give a sensation, and you are a couple playing together. It's just,
right,
how do you want it to touch you? People can use the magic wand together. People can use all types of products together.
Yeah,
it's
the magic
really
wand can be used together.
For.
Let's talk more about that, and let's talk about the new magic wand now that you brought it up.
Yeah,
let's talk about the Plus.
Wand.
This is amazing.
Yes, the Plus is so great. Well, the plus is exciting because it's like when, you know, there's something so amazing out in the world and then they make it even better, offer something different. I love that. And this one, this new edition, so it's the third magic wand that we have been given, and it has a removable cord. So for folks who really love that electric power, this one has that power, but you can remove the cord for storage. It makes it so much easier. It has a silicone head, which is really nice because that's super easy to clean. And then I think most importantly is it has more variable speeds. The original has strong and stronger, and this one has powerful and way more powerful. Like, that is just...
Yeah, the plus is pretty amazing. And the rechargeable was amazing. I'm like, oh my God, now the plus? Like, what else are they going to do to us? It's amazing.
I know. And I love it because it's just giving people options. And when you're brand loyal, if you love this product, then, you know, you're like, oh, I'm done. I don't need to look at sex toys anymore. But it's like, how fun to find a new vibrator that is like your favorite. They've just improved on it.
Exactly. That's the thing that everyone gets to go on their own journey. Like, I'm telling you ones that we all, you know, that we like, that people, a lot of people that Coyotes like, we've all approved of. But it is true. It is our own journey, if you will, with sex toys. And that I love that you're saying that again about the magic wand, that couples, we all need to chill out more, use it. It's a, you know, initial intention to be a massager, massage each other, play with each other. The sensations feel good on every kind of body. The vibrations feel good.
And that's
massage. Yeah.
Yes. And any vibrator can be used by anybody because you can hold it on your body wherever it feels good. And that's the wonderful thing about toys and sexploration with your partner or yourself, is that you get to find what feels good, where it feels good. And if you're doing this solo, then you get to show someone at some point and be like, look what I can do, or look what feels wonderful. And then if you're with a partner, you get to go through this process of figuring out together what feels wonderful and what, you know, can maybe heighten the intimacy that you already are building.
Well, let's talk about that, because, you know, I believe too that toys actually heightened intimacy. They do. So what do you say to people who say, Coyote, you must get this at all the parties, wherever you go out in life, and you tell them what you do, they go, I don't need a toy. Oh no, toys aren't for me.
Yeah.
What do you say? What do you say to that? Yeah. I always want to know. I always want to ask you that.
I know. We get that a lot. And I hear that a lot from, honestly, friends and people at parties. And, you know, and the reality is, like, maybe you don't need something, but it feels really great. And you don't know what it could feel like until you try it. And so I don't need to, you know, drink coffee. I do, actually. But I don't need to. I can figure it out. And I would just only need to drink water. How about I don't need to have, you know, anything else but water. But it tastes good.
Right.
And I like it. And I like how it makes me feel. And so that's the same thing, is like, you don't, maybe you are a person who doesn't actually need vibration to climax, which majority of female bodied people do need vibration to have an orgasm. But say you're that person who doesn't. Okay, that's totally fine. But what would it be like if you used a vibrator and your orgasm was different? It was more intense, maybe. And then what if you're using a product with a partner, and for your partner, it's so exciting to like use a vibrator on you and make you feel such intense pleasures. It deepens that connection. And I've heard it. I don't need lube. I lubricate myself enough. And I'm like, okay, but that's only for vaginal play. What about other types of play? What about hand jobs? What about anal? What about all the other ways that we can be intimate together? And those parts of the body don't self-lubricate. And also, maybe you're having a really long session with your partner. It doesn't always stay wet the whole time.
Right, exactly. So it doesn't. Really, so I'm like, it's a safety measure.
They all enhance. Exactly. Right. And also, it's just fun. Have fun. Sex isn't just about, you know, one and done. You spend some time, play together, be spontaneous and fun, and trying new things out. And that's what products allow you to do.
Right.
Again, maybe you are that very small percentage of people who don't truly need vibration to achieve orgasm, but
the majority, you said the majority do, and I agree. Like, and then what about women who feel, you know, they're like, I feel bad about it, or it's going to replace me. But I think you just explained it really well to people who are still hesitant about it. Like, it's for everybody, everyone's body, different parts of our body, and adding lube. I know that lube conversation. Well, I'm like, no, can we get over the fucking stigma with lube people? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and also it's a fear response, right? It's like they don't know, so they're afraid of it. But it's like, give it a try, because it can really, like, heighten intimacy, can be really fun, and it can really bring new pleasure.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I say. I'm like, that's what I say to people. I'm like, you know, well, no one's ever called me and said, why'd you tell me to try lube? Like, literally in 14 years, no one's been mad about that. No one's been mad about a toy. They've never been like, it's a gift, you bitch. Why, my partner did leave me for their magic wand.
Right.
You were wrong.
Like, literally never.
Like,
yeah.
Literally never happened. Never happened. So what's the other fun stuff to, because I always come, so Coyote and I get to spend a lot of time together at these trade shows twice a year. And I'm telling you, when I say she's got people like following her around, seeing what she's doing, it's like, it's her show. She's running. Yeah. People want to know what Coyote thinks. So what is exciting right now? What are we on the lookout for? Anything fun that you're excited about? Keep going.
Well, no, I mean, it's like there's so many exciting products that come out all the time. And so it's really, you know, any given moment, there'll be something new. I think what's exciting is that I'm seeing a lot of different items. And I say that, and that may sound silly, but, you know, being in this industry, it's been on for over 50 years and way longer than that, but like really serious manufacturing. And I've been doing this for 16 years, and seeing new things that I haven't seen before, or maybe items that I saw 17, 18, 19 years ago in catalogs that just kind of fell off and are coming back. I love solutions to problems. I love solutions to personal, like, oh, I wish there was this. And then someone goes and creates it.
Like,
and I'm
what?
Seeing a lot of those products.
Tell me what.
Like, there's an item, the bumper. The bumper is an item that slips on the base of a dildo and allows the user to feel a sensation from the base of it. So it's going to allow for a texture. And if the dildo, say, vibrates, it's going to allow for the partner to feel vibration as well, who's maybe wearing the dildo.
Oh,
the other item that is new, that was a solution, is called, and this is the best name probably ever, it's called O-Nut. And it is a series of stackable rings that help reduce, like, some people experience pain during penetration because of a host of medical conditions. And this allows you to stack those rings on the penis or a dildo or fingers or whatever. And it allows you to, A, put a stopper that says, this is only as deep as I'm going to go. But also it lets you have a bumper so that you're kind of cushioning the penetration each time.
Yeah, that is really
so
smart.
Again,
oh, I saw that at the show.
Totally,
I was like, genius.
Like a solution. Yeah.
I love the genius. Totally, or like the UV, like cleaning the toys. That's really fun. Yeah. You're like, of course.
Right. And, you know, different, like the lube or the touch lube warmer. I mean, all of these things that are just coming out that are like super interesting, super unique. And they just offer a solution that maybe you didn't know that was a need that was out there. You're cleaning your toys, you're fine. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, this is great because it cleans my toys and it's a storage space for my toys.
Exactly.
I didn't
and
know
locks.
I needed that. But
exactly.
This is a great solution. And it locks. Right?
And I knew I wasn't getting.
I love items like that.
Me too. And you're like, oh, I wasn't buying toys because my kids were going to find them. People say that all the time. I'm like, the UV.
Right.
You're so smart. So that is smart. I mean, that was very smart. We're in a smart industry. Coyote, what about, we are making a very special thing together. Coyote and I have been co-creating the perfect subscription box. I don't want to say perfect, but pretty damn close. So I have a Sex with Emily box. We're working on it. No, it's pretty frigging good. Let's talk about it. So you guys, I don't know if I've talked about it much in here. Maybe a little bit, that I have a subscription box that it's like sex in a box every few months, meaning most people, the majority of people would like to try something different, spice things up, and if you don't know it. And every few months, you get about four a year. Special box that we've created with a lot of things that will, keep things interesting until the next box comes. So this one, let's talk about it.
Well, what's exciting about the box is why I love this idea and I love that we're doing this together.
Me too.
Is it's exactly what you were just saying. Is like, what do we use? What do you recommend? And this is something that people can subscribe to. And when they get it, this is all products that we have curated for them to give them an experience. And it's not just one experience. It's a lot of little experiences. So you can try new things. You can, maybe you've seen something on the website or seen something out in the world and you're like, oh, I don't know about that product. I don't want to, you know, spend that money maybe. Well, we have given you all of these products at a great price, and now you get to try new things. You get to try new lubricants. You get to try new vibrators maybe. And we try to put a lot of little things in there so you're getting a lot of great new things to try.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay, guys, so you guys should check
and
that out.
And play with them.
Yeah. We're going to give you little tips on how to actually use them. Because I do forget that, Cody, that people are like, okay, I bought a toy. Like, what's, and they're like, I don't know what to do with it, or I got bored with, like, my toy. You know what I mean? Like, do you even have to give people recipes? Yeah, what do you do? Like, what's the most unique way to play?
We get people that are like, I got something, I bought this product and it didn't work. And I'm like, okay, well, what do you mean it didn't work? And they're like, well, I didn't have an orgasm. And I'm like, okay, and what this person had done in this one instance is I think they had taken this product, put it on their body and was like, nope, that didn't work, and then moved on. And I always recommend that people take their time and have a date with it. Like, you have to get to know your new toy, get to know your new product, and give yourself the space to have that experience, because you're not just going to put it on your body and understand what it does. So play with it. How does it feel good? What feels best?
That's smart. That's also like a fear, like I fear response in the sense of, or like a, I don't know, I'm just done with it. I get that a lot. I mean, people often say that they can't find the charger. They're like, how? I'm like, just charge it. There's the button. Yeah. But I'm wondering, Cody, speaking of explaining it to people, the womanizer. How do you describe how to use the womanizer? Because I get that a lot. I just want Coyote to answer the things. Like, how do you say it? I'm like, what would Coyote do? That's a new game.
Well, it is a very unique type of product and the way that it delivers sensation. And so what I tell people is to start slow, because it is really intense and it can be shocking how intense it is, because it's a whole new sensation that we're not used to feeling. And so I just tell people to go really slow, get on the lowest speed or some of the lower speeds, and some of the new ones have a delicious range of settings, and turn it on and then kind of move it around on your body to find out where it feels great, and then enjoy. Honestly, womanizer is such a wonderful thing, because a wonderful type of sensation, because it's really different. You don't have to hold it in place. It really is a somewhat hands-free experience. And for some people, you can turn it all the way up and it's the quickie you have always wanted. And then you can also go down to the lower settings and enjoy the rolling orgasms, because it is really
fun. I mean, I want to say, like, is there anything? So when the womanizer came out about 4 or 5 years ago, people always ask me what's so innovative. And I have to say that to me was the most innovative that I've seen in the 14 years. Anything since then that we've missed, that I've missed? You're my eyes and ears.
Well, technology. I mean, it's really hard, because when you look at kind of what's come out and what's new, womanizer was new in the way that it offers sensation. So instead of a vibration, it was, you know, all the different ways it's described, but essentially it's kind of an air, pulsing air technology. Yeah. There you go. Pleasure air technology.
I call it the clit whisper.
Perception, but it's not. So, yes, it says come quickly. And it's not a suction, but it feels like suction. So it offers a different sensation that a lot of people haven't had before. So in addition to like that, there's technology. Now you can use products across the world. You can do remote control.
Right.
You can connect products. Like, I love all of that, because it allows people to connect over really long distances. And so those are some of the more unique items that have been coming out.
What I love,
because our body parts. What, keep going.
No, I'm saying, what I just love what I love about the app, like the WeConnect app that they have, is because I was like, oh, you can tell how much battery life is left, and controlling it is a lot easier. But I was like, because sometimes you don't know, and that, I thought that was exciting.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, I just love that you can connect with people across the state, across the town, across the world, and because not everyone is going to maybe feel comfortable using their cell phone as a remote control.
But that part's been amazing, especially if you're in a long-distance relationship. That's what I love about WeConnect, too. Wherever you are, you're in a different room or a different continent, you can, like, vibe with your partner, which is cool.
And if you travel, people travel a lot for work now, and being away from your partner is hard, and now you can maintain intimacy from long distances, which I love. And I also really love that because, you know, the shapes of products, I feel like people are still innovating how a product touches the body, like the shapes that it is, and how people can feel pleasure with these different shaped products. And I just love seeing that come out. So there's a lot of really innovative fun, colorful products being launched, and it's great to see.
I love it, Coyote. Yeah. Well, thank you for bringing them all to us. Coyote, so at Good Vibe Toys, you guys can check her out. But Coyote, I have to ask you 5 quickie questions that we ask all of our guests.
Oh, gosh.
Are you
okay.
Ready? Don't be nervous. You're going to be great. Biggest turn on?
Wow. My biggest, I don't know. Soft okay. Whispers on the neck. Mm.
Oh, kiss on the neck. Good. Biggest turn off?
Smelly breath.
Okay. Go-to sex toy?
Magic wand.
All right. Number one sex or relationship tip?
Oh, I would just communication.
Okay. Right. Perfect date night for you.
Well, I've been married for over 10 years, so I'm going to say I really love getting dolled up and making a night out of it, because I've been in a long-term relationship and married for some years. And so when you live with someone, when you've been with them for a long time, sometimes it's really nice to shave the legs, put on some cute shoes, and actually leave the house and go out for dinner and a night out.
That's a good one. I agree with you. And you always look fabulous. And you are fabulous. Coyote, thank you so much. Call in again. Visit us.
Thank you
for all your work. We'll talk to you soon. I appreciate it. Bye, Coyote.
Okay.
Love you.
Thank you,
Thanks.
Emily. Bye.
Bye. Coyote's awesome. You guys can find that at Good Vibe Toys. We also have all that stuff on our site. All right, guys. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to get into your emails. All right, guys, I love answering your questions. It's why I'm here on the planet. So if you want a question answered on the show, go to my website, sexwithemily.com, click the Ask Emily tab, fill out the short form, or just email feedback@sexwithemily.com. However you do it, always include your name, your age, where you live, and how you listen to the show. Thanks, guys. All right, Jamie, producer Jamie, you want to read these?
All right. So this first one comes to us from Candace, who's 33 in LA. She writes, "Hi, Emily. Question. I got divorced a year ago, so I'm back in the dating game. When I dated 10 years ago, I had a lot of sex, and everyone used a condom. I mean, the dudes just knew this, and they used them. End of story. Flash forward to present day. I'm out having sex with new partners, and no one seems to be using condoms anymore. What happened? It can't just be the guys I'm sleeping with. They seem to either assume and expect you to be on birth control, or they think the pull-out method is fine. What gives?"
Oh, yes. It's such a good question, Candace, especially because it's STD Awareness Month. There has been a shift. You're so right, Candace, and it's like nobody's using condoms. It's really upsetting, and I'm going to take this opportunity to get in my condom soapbox and say that I understand why you might not want to use them. I think that there's a lot of myths around it, too, or misunderstandings. Like, maybe you haven't found the right condom yet, because we hear from a lot of guys, oh, the sex doesn't feel as great, my penis isn't as sensitive, I can't feel the sex. But like, the truth is, like, you just maybe have to find the right condoms. There are great condoms out there, so find the ones that fit you, that work for you, play around with them. We love Skin condoms. They're polyisoprene, SKYN. There's also different condoms, the My One condoms. You can get them to custom fit to your penis. But I think that the problem is maybe there's no longer... I'm trying to think of why exactly. Maybe there's no longer as much of immediate threat around it. People are like, oh, well, AIDS, you know, isn't so much a problem, because in my generation, we were like all terrified about AIDS. But now I think that there is this certain, like, as long as she's on birth control, we don't have to worry about STDs and herpes, but pregnancy. But the truth is, you always have to worry about that. And just because someone looks clean and tells you they're clean and, you know, shows you like, oh, and you don't see anything, sometimes people can be carriers. So it's really, really tricky. And the truth is, I need women to be an army now. I need women to stock up, to carry condoms when they leave the house, put them in your purse, bring them with you if you know you're going to have sex. Like, it's a non-negotiable. Like, you know, before sex, you might go to the bathroom or do whatever you do. You know, you put the condom on the table, you put out your sex toy, you put out the lube, and you take charge, ladies. Like, I need you to do this, because the guys are going to feel good. They're going to get off. I mean, what we should really be concerned about, the fact is that only, you know, women aren't having orgasms, that women don't know how to have pleasure during sex. And oftentimes we're left without any, not only do we have sensation, we're not having anything. So I think guys need to buck up and women need to be the ones or whoever's with the guy and say, no, I need you to use a condom or this isn't going down. I'm actually leaving if we're not using this condom. But I'm telling you, I also understand the plight. Like, I've talked to a lot of women who've said to me, yeah, I tried. And he was like, no, I won't use one. And I figured I'm already there. And I know how hard it is to pull back. Like, once you're all hot and heavy and it's about to happen and you're naked and they say no and you're turned on, like, I mean, it takes all of your will to get up and be like, sorry, game over. So that's why I suggest you make it known. Like, you talk about it, and I know you think this isn't sexy, but I'm telling you it's wrong. There's nothing sexier than being a person who knows and who cares about their sexual health and wellness and saying, you know what, yeah, I'm so psyched for tonight. I got the condoms. Like, just if people just started talking about it like it was the most normal thing, like, of course I had condoms. Like, yes, I'm coming over for potluck dinner and I brought a meal. Like, yes, we're coming over sex and there are going to be condoms. So that's what I'm telling you, Candace. I do believe there is the movement that people are not, but I want to move it back towards everyone understanding that it just takes one instance, one time with one person, and then you can have an STD for life, become a carrier or something, and it's just not worth the risk. All right. That's how I feel.
No. I mean, it is becoming, it's like I always, because of you, thank God, always have condoms on me, and it is, I relate. Nobody seems to have them.
Exactly. They don't. And even people that you think would, like, let me tell you a story. I have a friend who slept with an acupuncturist the other day. She's like, oh, I slept with this guy and he's super healthy, sexual health and wellness. Like, and he didn't want to use a condom, but she assumed he was clean. And she ended up getting, like, chlamydia or something from him.
Because he also probably didn't know that he had it.
He didn't know he had it. But also, you're like, she had this thing in her head. Well, he's a healer. He's super healthy. Why would he not? He's in the world. Like, he probably is healthy. And yeah, he probably didn't know he had it either. But I'm just saying, you can't judge a penis by its cover.
Or lack thereof.
Or lack thereof cover.
This next one comes to us from Zira, 26, in Washington. Dear Emily, I recently have come out to my family after cheating on my boyfriend in August with another woman. Ever since then, I can't have a proper orgasm. I used to come at minimum 5 times each time we had intercourse, whether it was oral or not, and it didn't matter how many times a day we had sex, I could still get off each time. Now I don't get off with my boyfriend as much, and I find myself lying about having an orgasm or just being upfront and saying no, I didn't, and then lie about why I didn't get off. I love having sex, oral, all of it with him, but ever since I cheated on him with another woman, things are just different on my end. So he may get off and then I'll masturbate after, or I am now masturbating to only specific things 3 to 5 times a day. What am I doing wrong? Why isn't my body having 8 orgasms at a time like it did before I cheated? Am I broken?
Okay, Zira, you are not broken. There's just a lot going on here that I need to unpack for you. First off, I had to read this a few times to really get grounded here in what you're asking me, because the reason why you can't orgasm has to do everything to do with what's going on in your mind right now and what you're worried about and the cheating and the connection with your boyfriend than anything being wrong with you. So you kind of skate over this, I cheated with another woman and what happened? Like, did you guys resolve that? Is there still some, like, do you want to be with women? Have you guys, is there been a trust broken in your relationship? The reason why you're able to have so many orgasms with your partner you've been with is because you feel safe. You guys had a bond. You had this really intimate bond and that was broken. That was tainted by the cheating. And so, and even though you're like, well, I'm the one who cheated, but that doesn't matter. You still, there's still been something broken. Maybe your boyfriend isn't feeling as connected to you. And so you're not responding in the same way. So, and it sounds like you really want to get off. Like, I love that you can have 5 orgasms. Like, that's amazing. So what you're doing wrong is you're not resolving these unspoken issues with your boyfriend around intimacy. You might feel some guilt around the cheating. And then, you know, it was a woman. So I think there's some repair that has to happen in the relationship and really like a real honest talk with him about where you guys are going, where you're at, how he feels about it, because we cannot move forward unless we repair. We repair what's the damage that's happened in the past, the trust. We can't just skate over it and be like, why aren't everything the same? Like, that's a breach of your commitment. So I just think that if you're with a woman also, like, is that something that you still want to be doing? You know, it just, are you bisexual? Is it something you've explored with him? So I think that less sex, more talking right now, and then you're going to be able to figure out what is going on with your body. Because really it's just about clearing the space of what happened in the past and rebuilding for the future if he's the guy you want to be with.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this next one comes to us from Joseph, who is 30 in California. Hi, Emily. My wife loves being on top, and so do I. I happen to have a bad back, so after, I feel really sore. Is there a way that we can do that position without my back pain? Also, she's a bigger woman. What are some good positions for couples where the man is petite and the woman is bigger? Thank you.
All right. Hey, Joseph. So, well, first thing I got to say is there's a great book called Curvy Girl Sex by my dear friend L. Chase. And it's literally the best book written on this. And I think no matter what kind of sex you're having, curvy or otherwise, it just has some really innovative positions. Because let's be honest, a lot of us have pains and things are uncomfortable. We just kind of suffer through some positions. We're like, my knees hurt, my back hurts, especially as you get older. So I love that she has so many adaptations to sex positions and ways you can modify them. So always, 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 if you're having any kind of pain, you guys, remember that pillows, you can use pillows during sex to modify positions, to elevate your pelvic floor so your pelvic floor can be reached in certain ways, but also it can help protect your lower back. It can help protect your neck. There's a lot of things. So have pillows you can play with. There's also sex furniture you can get that works as well. So maybe when she's on top, if it isn't that comfortable, she could have her hands, her weight resting on her hands and do more of a back and forth, grinding on top of you back and forth instead of like a bouncing up and down, which I think a lot of people do, the up and down, and it's just not, it's not always as pleasurable. And it's often what people think they should do, but they forget that the grind is where the magic happens because she can go back forth on her clitoris. Also, sitting up on the couch is a great place to have sex because it's just as cushy. You get the cushions, but you have more back support. You have the side of the couch, the arms on the couch. And so I would try doing some modifications that way and just playing around with, like, even when you're just cuddling and you can be like, would this be comfortable? Would this be comfortable? Like, try out some positions before you actually get in the bedroom. Because I think we just get into sex, we're like, I guess I just got to hold my neck this way and be really uncomfortable and throw my leg over the left. You know, we don't know. So I think that those would be some ways to try out some more ways to comfort so you can both have some more comfort and pleasure during sex.
Mm-hmm. I would like to say that sex on the couch is very underrated.
Yes.
I love it.
It is. You can put your hands up against the wall. You can, it braces you in different ways. It's not so deep, but you still can.
Yeah. Like it just gives you more room for support.
Yeah.
In any way. Because also for me, when I love being on top, but I like need to do more squats so that I have more stamina. Right. But on the couch, it makes it easier because you can grab onto the back of the couch.
Exactly. Sex couch. I love the couch too. That's a good point. Yeah. But check out Elle's book too, Joseph. That should totally help you. And I'm sure she's got ellechase.com. She's got some chapters and pointers and blogs and stuff. All right.
Okay. This next one comes to us from Lisa, who is 26 in Texas. Hi, Emily. First off, I love the show. Thank you so much for continuing to help so many of us who want to know more about sex. My question is about sexuality and marriage. I've been with my husband for 7 years, married for 3. Before we really decided to commit to each other, I was dating multiple people, male and female, which he was aware of. I'm polyamorous and bisexual. He is monogamous and straight. I truly do love my husband and our relationship, but it's not working for me in the capacity that I thought it could, and I need help. This has led to some sad conversations where I have stated that I'd like to open up the relationship, or at least for myself, to more partners, and he's totally against it. I want to experience other people, learn and grow in different relationships. He's really against the whole thing. Doesn't want to date other women. He doesn't want to participate in my dates with other women, and certainly not participate in my dates with other men. I brought up the idea of boundaries, such as just dates and no sex, or limited sex, i.e. no penetration, or whatever I could come up with, but he isn't down for any of it. I fear my marriage is just running on a timer now since I've been discussing my feelings for about 3 years with no improvement. Is there anything I can do to keep my marriage intact while not compromising my identity? I love him so much. He's a great partner, but I love myself more.
Yeah, I hear you. This sounds tricky here, Lisa. So you're 26. You've been together for 7 years, married for 3. So 7 years. You're 26 since you were 19 years old. And I really want you, Lisa, to have these experiences that you want to have. You're always going to want to experiment, you know, with women or being in a different kind of relationship. And it sounds like you guys are just in different places right now. You're never going to talk him into wanting to open up the relationship unless it's something that he truly wants to do. And if he doesn't, I just don't think you're going to be able to convince him of that. Now, I get why he's against the whole thing. Now, there are cases where you said you just keep talking about it and he says, no, no, no. And no improvement after 3 years. Okay, so what do you do after 3 years? I could tell you, you know what, Lisa? I think this isn't going to work and you should bow out. But I could give you one more thing to do and tell me, you could see if this works. But I'm going to guess after 3 years, a lot of it has been like, I want this and can't we open it up? And I want women and I want men and let's open it. He's like, no, 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 no. But if there's like any kernel that you found in him that's like perhaps interested or maybe just doesn't really like, maybe to him it's been the way you've been saying it, like she's just, maybe he thinks that you just, he's not pleasing you, and that if you go off and have sex with other people that you don't really love him, or that he's not good enough for you, or I mean there could be, I'm wondering how deep you've gone with his resistance to this. So if there's another, you might want to go to a therapist a few times, it could help you have the conversation so he could see what it's about. I just want to make sure that in these 3 years he's actually understood and felt safe to know that it would be something you'd share together. But I don't know that because, you know, I don't know if you've done that yet. But to me, it would be trying it again, seeing if you could figure out, like, maybe he's got some jealousies and then you guys have to set boundaries around it. But if he's just, no, I don't want it, I'm not interested, I'm a monogamous guy, then this might not be the relationship for you. And you're young and I don't think you're going to change your mind on this. So really, you just have two choices. Either you end it now or give it a few more months in therapy and then see how you feel. You're not going to talk someone into a threesome. You're not going to talk them into, you should never talk them into a threesome, opening it up, having a baby if they don't want a baby. Like, there's certain things, like, you got to all be on board.
Yeah, and I mean, if they've been married for 3 years, she got married when she was 23. So she probably just didn't realize what opportunities she happened to be closing herself off to.
Exactly. You just don't know. That's why I think it's great to wait to get married as long as you can, so you can figure out what you're into, what you like, how you want to move in the world, your values, all the things.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this last one comes to us from Chris, who is 40 in Toronto. Hi, Emily. Big fan and appreciate the advice on your podcast. I've been divorced about a year and started dating a bit. I was pretty fortunate to find someone I get along with really, really well, and we have been dating for about 7 months. I'm 40, she's 25. The age thing doesn't matter to us at all and is not an issue. Going back to your stage, not age comments from prior podcasts. My issue is in regards to past experiences. I was married for 13 years and didn't have a lot of partners before that, less than 10. My girlfriend, however, is very experienced, has between 40 and 50 partners. Most of them were casual. She has a history of depression and a very rough childhood, including sexual trauma, which I think may have contributed to her being more promiscuous. She's of the mindset that when she would hook up with people, it would be for her pleasure only. No feelings would be involved. It would be just sex and go home. She described it as masturbating with someone's penis rather than her vibrator. I worry that I will not be enough to satisfy her long term since she is used to having multiple partners. It hasn't been an issue and she assures me it's not the case. In addition, should I care that she has had so many partners at a young age, or is that commonplace with today's women? It bothered me at first, but doesn't really bother me as much today because what's done is done. However, once in a while, these feelings do come back up and I'm upset that she was promiscuous. She's been completely honest with me and answers all my questions, and I don't want this to be an issue. So is this a case of these feelings would go away over time, or what is it? Thanks.
All right, Chris, there's a lot. Now, this is another one. We got to unpack. All right. Let me walk this through. Chris, you've been divorced for a year and you found someone to get along with. You're 40. You've been dating for 7 months. So you were with someone for a while and you've been dating this woman for 7 months. She's 25. And you're saying, and I do think that it's sometimes age, stage, not age, but 25 and 40, you've been married. She's young. She's experimenting. She's doing all those things. That is an age gap. And so, okay. And so let's talk about the thing about past experiences and measuring up this whole, like, a lot of us, one of our sexual hangups and a lot of our insecurities come around when we talk to our partners about their past, their sexual past. And we tend to measure ourselves against whatever number they give us of people they've slept with or whatever we interpret to be their past. So you've created this whole story around all the people she slept with and that you're not going to measure up and that you judge her, but you feel like kind of judgy around it, but then not judgy and promiscuous. And no, I don't think any of this past stuff matters. In fact, you could sleep with hundreds of people in your past and it doesn't necessarily mean you're a great lover. It doesn't mean anything except for you've had a lot of sex. I mean, I think that it means what you're assigning meaning to, like promiscuous, or what does that mean? So I feel like there's some judgments that you are having and that you're going to have to reconcile, because I'm telling you that you're assigning meaning to it. It just means that she knew what she wanted and she had a lot of experiences, and that's part of the fabric of has made her who she is. There's nothing to judge around it or try to put her in a box or understand what it means. If you don't satisfy her, it's not because of her past partners. It's not because of anything you know right now. It's because of your what you're in your head. I think that you are thinking a lot about this and you're so unsure. First, you're unsure about the age thing. Then she's promiscuous. You kind of like that. Then you don't like that. And I think it is, you're asking if it's commonplace for women at a young age to have partners. Yeah, some do, some don't. I just want to think that you, if you think she's someone you got this special connection with, I think you really have to work on being really honest right now and talking about all of these things with her and working on the sex life you guys are having together. The more that you can focus on what can we do to be great lovers to each other for as ever long as we're together, you know, it could be a month, it could be forever. But I think the more that you're like, get out of your head and into how can I be a great lover to you, asking her, and how she can serve, be a great lover to you, would be much more helpful way to figure out if this is a good match. Because right now, all these things are not, these are just your stories around facts that you've heard. These are your interpretations of what facts mean, but it's nothing that's based in the moment and the reality of what's happening with this woman. So that's what I think you got to go back to. Let all this stuff go. You can even be honest with her to say that you're confused, you're thinking these things, but you want it today. Be the first day that you actually start again with her and figure out if you guys are compatible sexually and otherwise by having honest conversations about what you both want in bed and in life. And then you'll be able to know if the age difference or the past or all those things make a difference. But you won't know that until you're real and authentic and honest with this woman.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Chris, thank you. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Jamie. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Coyote. Such a great interview. And thanks, all my listeners. I love you all. Thanks for listening. Thanks to my amazing team, Ken, Michelle, producer, Jamie, and Michael. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.